们下午啊，我们继续来看要怎么样才能够胜过试探。
Now, this afternoon, we'd like to continue our study of this topic of how to overcome temptation.
啊，同样，我们用着主耶稣在马太福音第四章一到十一节啊，胜过试探来做分享。
And so, by the same token, we're going to turn back to Matthew chapter 4, the temptation of Jesus as the basis of our study.
我们在啊前两次的分享当中，我们谈到胜过试探啊的方法。
We've talked about some of the methods by which we can overcome temptation.
照着主耶稣所给我们做的榜样。
In accordance with the example set for us by the Lord Jesus.
我们要顺服圣灵的引导。
We have to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们要专心祷告。
We have to pray fervently.
我们要靠神的话语胜过靠任何的事情。
And we have to rely on the word of God to overcome all situations.
我们要效法主，不妄用权柄。
We have to follow his commandments and be obedient to him without using our own will.
那我们继续再来谈谈怎么样胜过试探。
And so let's continue our study of methods to overcome temptation.
我们来谈到不要给魔鬼留地步。
Let us study how we can leave no room for Satan to work on us.
在马太福音的四章一到十一节，我们看到主耶稣回答魔鬼的建议啊。
In this passage from verse 1 to verse 11 of Matthew chapter 4, we can see how Jesus answered each of Satan's temptations.
都是 no, 不。
Very simply, he said no.
所以当魔鬼叫他所做的事情啊，并不是杀人放火啊，奸淫偷盗啊。
Of course, Satan didn't want Jesus to go murder, rape, pillage.
去做一些啊，听起来还好像蛮不错的建议啊。
It seemed that Satan's proposals were kind of reasonable.
比如说啊，肚子饿了啊，把石头变成饼来吃，就不用挨饿啊。
Satan said to Jesus, "Look, you're hungry. Why not just change these rocks into bread, and you can fill your stomach?"
又如同啊，从这个圣殿的顶头啊顶上啊跳下来啊，显出神迹啊。
And also, he said to Jesus, "Just cast yourself off this temple, and you know." God said he'll protect you, he'll send angels to come and rescue you.
那圣殿啊，是大家都哦聚集的地方，看到耶稣这样从上面跳下来，哎，才神差遣天使，哦，拖住他的脚，不会受伤，一定啊，很多人会相信他嘛。
And Satan was kind of trying to reason with Jesus, listen, if you throw yourself off and the angels come and rescue you, a lot of people at this crowded site, this temple, will see the miracle that has been performed and will come and believe in you.
就不需要啊，那么辛苦啊，到处奔波啊，去传福音啊。
Then you don't have to struggle so hard in your ministry.
在耶路撒冷啊，在圣殿旁边开一个办公室啊，就可以了。
All you have to do is open an office right by the temple and you'll have lots of business.
那魔鬼也建议他说啊，只要啊你向我下拜哈，我就啊把全世界啊通通赏赐给你。
And then finally Satan proposed to Jesus, just bow down and worship me and I'll give you the whole world.
全世界当然也包括说其中的人嘛。
Of course, the whole world includes all the people of the world.
耶稣你来啊，不是要啊将人从我的权势之下给要回去吗？
Now Jesus, didn't you come to rescue the people of the world to bring them into salvation?
干嘛一定要啊那么辛苦啊，非得要死在十字架上啊才啊胜过我。你要拜我啊，我通通还给你啦。
You don't have to be struggling in your ministry of salvation. You don't have to be crucified on the cross to save souls. All you have to do is worship me, and I'll give you all the souls you want.
不需要一定要喝那个十字架的苦杯嘛。
You don't have to drink the cruel cup of the cross.
这些建议听起来都蛮不错的。
All these proposals seem quite reasonable.
但是啊，主耶稣对于魔鬼的建议啊，通通都只说 no。
But Jesus, what did he do? He just said no.
这就是主耶稣得胜魔鬼的秘诀。
This is how he overcame Satan.
绝对不让魔鬼有任何的机会，不让任何的试探有立足点。
Jesus didn't leave a single iota of space for Satan to work.
我们看看始祖亚当夏娃他们怎么失败。
We can look at Adam and Eve as a bad example of how they failed in their resistance to evil.
他们为什么会在魔鬼的试探当中失败呢？
Why were they unable to resist the temptation of the devil?
因为他让魔鬼的试探有机会停留在他们的心中。
The reason Adam and Eve failed is because they allowed Satan to gain a foothold in their hearts.
啊，夏娃回答魔鬼的问话。
Eve replied to Satan.
魔鬼问他说啊，啊神启示说啊，啊，我们来看创世纪的第三章。
Right, let's turn to Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪三章第一节。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 1.
神所造的唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说：“神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？”好，二节。
Verse two.
女人对蛇说：“园中树上的果子我们可以吃。”三节。
Three.
唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说：“你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。”四节。
Four.
蛇对女人说：“你们不一定死。”五节。
Five.
因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。夏娃了回答魔鬼的问话。
We can see from this passage how Eve answered the serpent.
然后啊，他又思考啊，想魔鬼给他的建议啊。
But the problem arose when Eve started considering the proposal.That the devil gave her.
所以不知不觉当中啊，她就接受了魔鬼的意见。
And so, despite her unwillingness initially, she wound up accepting Satan's proposal.
啊，不知不觉呀，啊，跟魔鬼啊，啊，就哎一起同行了。
And so she began to walk in Satan's way.
刚刚跟魔鬼讲的是园中那一棵哈，那一棵，可能哦，可见有一段距离啊。
And you know, if you look at verse 2, the woman said to the serpent, you can't eat from that tree over there that's in the middle of the garden.
那第六节的时候，我们看，于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了。
But look at verse 6. You see that the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, so she took some and ate it.
走着走着啊，就走到树下来了。
So initially she was a distance away from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but later she walked over there.
伸手一摘啊，就摘得到了。
Walked close to the temptation and she just reached out her hand and grabbed the fruit and ate it.
为什么平常啊，这个亚当夏娃不会靠近那个分别树上啊，这个分别树啊，善恶的树，为什么这个时候啊，哎，夏娃会靠近呢？
In normal circumstances, Adam and Eve probably distanced themselves from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and kept a respectable, safe area around it.
因为啊，他给魔鬼留计，留了地步了。
But in this circumstance, Eve gave Satan room to work, and she started walking towards the tree.
不知不觉就上当了。
And so it became natural for her to just to reach out and grab the fruit.
有一个母亲呢，她要外出啊，她告诉她啊，在家里做功课的小孩呀。
One mother told her child at home who was doing homework,
说啊，我在冰箱放一个苹果。
In the refrigerator, there's an apple.
如果你乖乖的在家里啊做功课，我回来的时候你就可以吃那个苹果。
And the mother was about to go out, and so she said, listen, if you do your homework, and when I come home, then you can eat the apple.
为了让那个小孩相信啊，说他真的有一个苹果，所以他就带他到冰箱去看，你看。里面有一个苹果。
And so to prove to her child that there was really an apple in the refrigerator, she brought her child over to the refrigerator, opened the door.
好，等我回来啊，你如果把功课做完了，你就可以吃了。
And she said to him, when I get home, if you finish your homework, then you can eat the apple.
啊，他就走了。
And so she left.
啊，这个小孩啊，啊，没有五分钟哦，啊，就是打开冰箱看那个苹果还在不在。
And so not long after his mother had left.The child went to the refrigerator, opened up the door to see if the apple was still there.
光看啊，不过瘾啊，把它拿出来闻一闻，好香啊。
And he thought to himself, well, let me just pick it up and hold it and smell it.
光闻啊，还不过瘾啊，舌头舔一舔啊。
And so, you know, smelling it wasn't enough, so he decided to lick it.
真香啊，轻轻地咬一口看看好了。
He said, oh, let me just take a little nibble.
一咬啊，哇，苹果的汁流出来啊，香甜无比啊。
And wow, the juiciness of the fruit came out from his little nibble.
好了，咬它一口了。
He said, ah, I'll just take a full bite.
有了第一口啊，就失去了自制能力，一口接一口啊，把苹果给吃掉了。
And so after one bite, he had to take another and finally finished the apple.
所以夏娃的失败在这边。
So this was similar to Eve's downfall.
她给魔鬼留了地步。
She gave the devil room to work.
她让魔鬼的建议啊, 在她的心中有停留的机会。
She gave Satan's proposal room to work inside of her heart.
同样的, 当魔鬼试探我们的时候,
Likewise, when Satan tempts us today,
如果我们一开始啊, 啊, 就给了他机会,
if we open our hearts to Satan and give him room,
就可能整个人落在他的陷阱里头。
It's possible we fall prey to his evil schemes.
我们来看保罗怎么勉励我们。
Let's see how Paul encourages us today.
以弗所书4章27节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27.
以弗所书4章27节。
Ephesians 4, verse 27.
27节也不可给魔鬼留地步。保罗说不可给魔鬼留地步。Verse
27 reads, "Do not give the devil a foothold."
这句话实在啊，应当啊，值得我们去留心思想。This
is a passage worthy of our ponderance.
同样的，雅各在他的雅各书里面啊，4章的6到7节也这么说。Just
as it's written in James chapter 4, verse 6 to 7.
我们看雅各书的第四章。
We can turn there actually and look at James chapter 4 verse 6 and 7.
4章，请看第6节。
James chapter 4 verse 6.
但他是更多的恩典，所以经上说啊，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。 这里啊，第七节哈。故此你们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑。这里跟我们谈到说，我们抵挡魔鬼啊，魔鬼就要离开我们逃跑。This
passage tells us that we resist the devil, the devil will flee from us.
所以要不让魔鬼啊，在我们心中能够做工的话。
So if we want to open our hearts to Satan, then we can just give him any foothold that he wants. But on the converse, if we don't want to open our hearts to him, then we have to close the door to him.
属灵的事上啊，要有辨别的能力和抵挡罪恶的决心。
We have to have the determination to resist the devil actively.
如果不是这样的话，我们很容易就给魔鬼在我们心中占了地位。
Because if we don't resist him actively, then we're allowing ourselves to become open to his evil schemes.
所以当试探引诱来临的时候，我们要坚决说不。
So just say no when temptation comes.
约瑟啊，能够得胜试探。
Joseph was able to resist temptation.
当他主人的太太啊，引诱他。
When his master's wife tempted him,
他一点也不给他留地步啊。
He didn't give her a single foothold in his heart.
我们看创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
看创世纪的39章。
Genesis chapter
39. 39章我们请看第7节。
Genesis chapter 39 verse 7.
7节这是以后约瑟主人的妻子以目送情给约瑟说啊，你与我同寝吧。8节。And verse 8. 约瑟不从，对他主人的妻子说，看哪。
一切家务我主人不都不知道，他把所有的都交在我手里。9节，在这家里没有比我大的，并且啊，他没有留下一样不交给我，只留下你，因为你是他的妻子，我怎能做这大恶来得罪神呢？10节，后来他天天和约瑟说，约瑟却不听从他，也不与他同寝。
也不和他在一处。这里啊，谈到说约瑟他主人的太太引诱他。This
passage tells us how his Joseph's master's wife attempted to seduce him.
约瑟就说不可以。And
all Joseph said was no.
我只能做这个大坏事来得罪神。How
can I do such a great wicked and sinful thing against God?
他没有啊，让对方有幻想的空间。He
didn't even give room for Potiphar's wife to work in.
他没有说啊。 让我想想看好了，我明天再回答你好了。
He didn't say, let me think about it, I'll get back to you tomorrow.
他当面就说不可以。
But from the get-go, he said no.
他主人太太还天天来纠缠他。
But Potiphar's wife was persistent. She came every day.
他约瑟啊，懂得不给魔鬼留地步。
Joseph knew how not to give the devil a foothold.
不跟他在一处啊。
And so Joseph would not even be with her in the same place.
不让自己陷入这个陷阱里面。
He didn't want to give himself room to fall subject to temptation.
我们很多青年男女这个走错路啊，都是这样子。
A lot of times, our young people fall away from God because of this.
在感情上也是这样。
And similarly in relationships.
你的朋友、你的同事邀请你我们呢、去逛街我们去看电影。
Your coworker or fellow classmate may ask you, well, "Let's go and do the town. Let's go and see a movie."
你跟他说，我不要。
And all you have to do is say no.
再来就是鲜花啦，再来就是卡片啦，就是love letter都来了。
But they may be persistent and send you flowers or love letters or green cards.
没有关系的反正还有别人一起去嘛，没关系嘛。
They may say, "Oh, it's okay. We'll be with other people."
然后从这个好几个人，慢慢慢慢就变成你两个人了。
And so from going out in groups, you become going out as a couple.
就感情就放下去了。
And then and invest your emotions into the relationship.
后来就很痛苦
And later you may have bitter feelings.
所以我们也要清楚我们神给我们的，要我们怎么做。
So we have to be very clear in our minds today what Jesus and what God wants us to do.
人去犯罪也是这样。
This is how people sin.
比如说我们都知道说赌博会倾家荡产，会把所有的财产都输光。
We know that if we gamble, we could lose everything we have.
没有人一开始就是把所有的财产通通压下去赌的，没有这样的人哦。
The chronic gambler doesn't, on the first day that he gambles, puts the shirt off his back, his whole house right there on the table.
都是慢慢来，慢慢，一步一步的。
But rather, the gambling becomes a progressive habit. He starts gambling more and more.
刚开始是去看一看，我不一定要赌我看一看就好。
First time he goes to the gambling table, he may say, "Oh, I'm just going to go and observe."
然后看一看的时候这个有个朋友说。我要去上厕所，你替我下去摸两圈，你就下去了。
But then he may go with a friend who says, "Listen, I'm going to the bathroom. Why don't you sit down and play my hand?"
慢慢的，慢慢的，你就沉迷在当中。
And so that's how the chronic addictive gambler starts and starts gambling more.
就没办法控制自己。
And loses control of himself.
那些吸毒的人也是这样啊。
Same with people who are drug addicts.
刚开始也是看人家在吸啊。
The drug addict starts out by seeing other people using drugs.
他说吸一口又不会死这个能让你很有精神的。
They may propose, "Hey, listen, try some of this. It will give you lots of energy."
很多这个学生都经不起同学的诱惑好了，要明天要考试今天要开夜车一定要有精神，好吧，吸一口
So they think, "Oh, I got this exam tomorrow. I've got to stay up all night. I might try some of your drug, or I have to drive all night."
就这样沉迷下去。
And so that's how they start.
所以一开始就要说 no.
So just say no.
夏娃的失败成为我们的鉴戒。
Eve's failure becomes our good example today.
再来，我们要怎么胜过试探？
So how else can we overcome temptation?
我们对神的话语、对圣经要熟悉。
We have to be familiar with the words of God, the Bible today.
我们看主耶稣很熟悉神的话语。
We know.By reading the Bible, how familiar Jesus was with the words of God.
不但熟悉圣经，而且熟悉这个其中的意思。
Not only was Jesus familiar with the words of God, but he knew intimately the meaning of the word of God.
主耶稣三次回答魔鬼的话，都是引用旧约圣经《生命记》里头的话语。
Three times Jesus answered the devil using scriptures from the Old Testament.
主耶稣并不是自己没有话可以回答。
Jesus didn't have a lack of words from his own mind.
他为什么不用自己的话来回答?
Why didn't he use his own creativity to answer the devil?
他当然可以用自己的话回答。
Of course he could have come up with a good reply.
但是主耶稣他喜欢用神的话来回答魔鬼。
But Jesus wanted to use the word of God to answer the devil.
因为神的话语有权威啊。
Because the word of God has power.
并且也表示主耶稣有一颗 靠神的话语胜过一切的心啊。
This also teaches us today that Jesus had a heart of reliance on God to overcome the devil.
今天我们弟兄姐妹也要胜过魔鬼的试探，也必须要熟悉神的话。
So by the same token, we have to familiarize ourselves with the Word of God in order to overcome Satan's temptations today.
就是要熟悉圣经，明白圣经的意思。We
have to know the Bible and know the meaning of the Bible.
保罗教导信徒啊，说要穿戴全副的军装啊。
Paul encourages all believers to put on the full armor of God.
当中有谈到一项攻击的武器。And
he mentions certain weapons that we can use when we put on the full armor of God.
我们来看以弗所书六章十七节。Let's
turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17.
十七节，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。 这里谈到说，拿着神，这个神的道就是圣灵的宝剑。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 17 tells us that we have to take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
神的道就是神的话语。The
word of God is the sword.
就是圣经了。It's
the Bible.
我们要拿着。We
have to bring the Bible with us.
不是放在这个剑鞘里面。
We don't put the sword in its scabbard,
是要拿在手上,
but rather we hold the sword in our dominant hand.
拿在手上就是随时要能够运用啊,
we have it ready to strike the devil.
圣经不是让我们收起来的,
the Bible, we don't just hide it in a drawer.
我们每次这个新受洗的弟兄姐妹,教会都会送他圣经。
For the newly baptized in our church, the church always gives them the present of a Bible.
但是小弟经常在教会捡到人家的圣经,
but I often come across people's Bibles sitting here in the chapel.
放开某某信徒，几年几月受洗的。
And I open up and I'll see, oh, this belongs to who and this person, and he was baptized or she was baptized on such a date.
我们想想看，教会当时送给我们那么圣经啊，现在在哪里啦？
So we have to think to ourselves, what happened to that Bible that the church gave us when we were baptized?
是放在那个书架上面都是灰尘蜘蛛网呢？
Is it sitting on our bookshelf gathering dust?
还是被小孩子拿去当折飞机撕掉了。
Or have our kids taken it and torn out the pages and started making paper airplanes?
还是拿去当这个垫子来垫汤啊。
Or have we used it as a pot holder to put hot stuff on?
再来神的话要懂得会用。
But not only do we need to know the Bible, but we need to know how to use the Bible.
有些人不读圣经。
Some people don't read the Bible at all.
但是他把圣经当成什么？当成以前拜拜的时候抽签卜卦的东西。有一次，有一个姐妹。For
example, there is a one sister.
她求神带领她的这个将来的事情。Who
was asking God to help her with a life decision.
主啊，我现在遇到这样的困难，要怎么办呢？
And she was asking God, listen, I have such a problem right now. I need your help. Tell me what to do.
跪下祷告。
And so she knelt down and prayed.
闭着眼睛。
Closed her eyes.
圣经一翻开, 拿笔一指, 看指到哪个经节,
put the Bible in her hands, and with her eyes closed, would open it up, take a pen, and just point to wherever the verse was, and said, that's God's answer.
张开一看, 哎, 是犹大出去上吊了, 哎, 那怎么可以啊?
And she turns this up, and it turns out to be a passage that's totally irrelevant to her problem.
不算不算，再一次再一次。
And so she's like, oh, do over, let's try this again.
又祷告。
And she prays some more.
闭着眼睛，又翻开圣经，又一指。
And closes her eyes, opens the Bibles, and points again with the pen.
一看，主耶稣对犹大说，朋友，你要做的事赶快去做吧。
And she's pointing to Jesus, telling Judas Iscariot, go and do what you need to do quickly.
意思是叫他赶快去上吊了。So
go and sell Jesus quickly.
圣经不是拿来这样用的哦。
This is not how God wants us to use the Bible today.
圣经啊，啊，我们不但要读它，还要明白它的意思。
Not only do we need to read the Bible, but we need to comprehend its meaning.
那样圣灵啊，就可以照着它的意思为我们来征战。
Only in this fashion can the Holy Spirit use the Word of God to help us fight the devil.
许多基督徒啊，因为没有真理的准备啊，因为没有读圣经。
Many Christians are unprepared to face temptation because they don't read the Bible.
所以当他遇到魔鬼的试探的时候，他根本没有办法靠着主的恩典跟主的话语来得胜。
And so it is when they encounter temptation, they're unable to rely on the grace of God and the Word of God to overcome it.
我们不要忘记啊，魔鬼当时啊是在神旁边的哦，啊是这个骄傲的天使哦，堕落变成魔鬼了。
We can't forget that the devil himself was once at the right hand of God. He was an angel who got too proud, and God cast him out of heaven, and he became the devil.
魔鬼他也对神的话也很熟悉呀。
And so it is, the devil is very familiar with the word of God.
所以我们看啊，他在这边哦，这个啊。对主耶稣所说的啊，说主啊，要吩咐为你吩咐他的使者用手托住你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
So from Matthew chapter 4, we can see how familiar the devil is. In verse 6, he says, the devil says, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone.
主耶稣啊，你既然什么都用圣经回答我啊，那要谈圣经也可以嘛，我们来谈圣经啊。
The devil thought to himself, listen, Jesus, you want to talk Bible? I'll talk Bible with you.
所以我现在给你的建议是，哎，圣经说的哦。
See, look, it's written, the angels will come and pick you up.
圣经真的是这么说吗？
But is this really what the Bible tells us?
圣经有这一节吗？
Is this verse truly in the Bible?
我们看魔鬼所引的圣经。
Let's see the devil's version of the Bible.
诗篇九十一篇。
Psalms chapter 91.
诗篇九十一篇。
Psalms 91.
十一节。
Verse 11.
十一节，因为啊，因他要为你吩咐他的使者，在你行的一切道路上保护你。十二节
，verse 12，
他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。哎，魔鬼引的就是这两节了。
These two verses are what the devil in Matthew chapter 4 was referring to.
有没有人看出当中有什么不一样
？But Can anyone here see the difference between these two verses and what the devil is quoting in Matthew 4?
魔鬼啊，把这个行在一切的道路上啊，给省略了哈。
The devil used the words of God and twisted it.
原本圣经的意思啊，是神差遣使者保护你，在你走路的时候啊，啊，托住你的脚，不要让你的脚去碰到石头了。
In Psalms 91, The Bible tells us that God will protect us on our way so that we won't stumble, that we won't fall.
啊，魔鬼把它曲解了。
But the devil twisted it.
啊，变成叫耶稣跳下去啊。
He added, Jesus, why don't you just throw yourself down?
原本是平行的移动啊，变成垂直的运动啊。
So if you look at Psalms 91, it says that when you're walking on your way on level ground, God will protect you.
啊，原本是啊正常的走路啊，啊变成不正常的啊，这个跳下去哈。
From a normal everyday protection, it becomes protection when you purposely throw yourself off the temple roof.
这就是魔鬼的诡计啊。
This is how the devil twists words of God around.
如果主耶稣对圣经不熟啊，这下就完蛋了，被他骗了。
If Jesus was unfamiliar with the true meaning of word of God, then he would have been prey to the devil's temptation.
就是试探神啊。
That'd be tempting God himself.
故意跳下去看神会不会救我啊。
Throwing himself off the temple roof to see if God will purposely come and save him.
这就是魔鬼的诡计哈。
This is how the devil tempts us.
啊，所以主耶稣很警醒，并且明白圣经的意思。
So Jesus was alert and familiar with the word of God.
他能够辨别出魔鬼的恶意啊。
He could differentiate between what was right and what was wrong in the devil's evil scheme.
是要他试探神。
He knew that the devil wanted him to tempt God.
所以他马上用神的话语来拒绝他。
And so he rebuked Satan using the word of God.
主耶稣啊，尚且运用神圣经神的话语来胜过魔鬼。
Jesus uses the word of God to overcome the devil.
何况是我们呢？
And so how about us?
我们更要熟悉圣经啊。
We're not Jesus, so we have to rely on the word of God to overcome devil.
要明白圣经。
We have to be familiar with God's word.
这样我们才能够得胜试探。
Only then can we overcome temptation.
这个世界啊， 有很多似是而非的道理。
There are many heresies in the world today.
有很多啊，也是啊，高举着耶稣的名，但是却不一定在传得救的道理。
Many people will proclaim the name of Jesus Christ on high, yet the gospel they preach is heresy.
小弟啊，在台湾也曾经遇过这样的人。
I've seen this type of gospel before preached in Taiwan.
他说：“你翻开圣经，你去数一数，啊，这个记载耶稣的次数啊，跟记载耶和华的次数哪个多啊？”
And I was once questioned, open the Bible, and how many times does it record the Lord Jehovah or Yahweh, and how many times does it say Jesus?
所以啊，神是耶和华。
And so, because Yahweh is used more, then God is Yahweh.
耶稣不是神啊。
Jesus isn't God.
所以我们根本不需要拜耶稣，不需要信耶稣。
So we don't have to believe in Jesus at all. We don't have to worship Jesus.
我们要信的是那个耶和华。
What we need to worship is Yahweh.
有这样的异端。
There's this type of twisted gospel.
不晓得说耶稣啊，就是跟父原为一的。
The gospel that doesn't recognize that Jesus and God are one, God the Father.
那也有人说，哎，你去看看新约圣经里头啊。
Other people will say, open up the New Testament.
耶稣怎么说自己啊？
How does Jesus refer to himself?
耶稣说他是神的儿子。
He says, I'm the Son of God.
所以耶稣不是神啊。
So,If he's the son of God, then he's not God.
他只是神的儿子而已。
He's just God's son.
他不是那一位神啊。
He's not the God in heaven.
所以我们要信那一位神，不是信耶稣啊。
So we need to worship the God in heaven, not this Jesus, the son of God.
这个也不对了。
But this, of course, we know is false.
所以让我们知道，我们不但要知道圣经写什么，更要了解它的意义在哪里啊。
So not only must we familiarize ourselves with what's written in the Bible, but we have to come and struggle to understand the Bible.
不然我们会被这个异端所胜过。
Otherwise, we're going to be overcome by Satan's temptations.
最后我们要怎么胜过试探呢？
Finally, how can we also overcome temptation?
我们对神要有忠诚的心志。
We have to have a heart of reliance and faith in God.
主耶稣他对神他很忠心。
Jesus was very faithful to God.
这也是他胜过魔鬼试探的一个重要的秘诀。
This is one of the mysteries behind how he was able to overcome devil.
有很多时候我们受魔鬼试探，我们陷在罪恶当中。
Today we live in this world of evil.
因为我们对神没有忠贞的心志。
And a lot of times we may fall subject to Satan's evil schemes because we're not faithful to God.
我们对神的忠心动摇了。
Our faithfulness wavers.
所以我们才会被魔鬼胜过。
And then we are overcome by Satan.
主耶稣被魔鬼带到高山，还有圣殿的顶端了。
Jesus was brought up to the high mountain, up to the roof of the temple by the devil.
这两个地方可以代表两方面的成就。
This could represent two different levels.
这个高山可以代表说我们在世界上的成就。
The high mountain can represent the success that we can achieve in the world.
在世界上的荣耀，在世界上的地位。
Glory, status, fame, fortune.
而圣殿的殿顶可以代表我们在这个属灵方面的成就。
But on the other hand, the temple roof can represent what we can achieveIn our spiritual lives.
比如说我们在教会得到的名声，得到的地位。
Same thing, status, position in the church.
这两方面的成就都很容易让我们失去对神的忠心。
So what this teaches us today is that both of these types of success, one in the spiritual life, one in physical life, can be our downfall today, can serve as temptation.
当我们在世界上获得成就的时候，我们自然就会忘记神，就起了骄傲。
If we're successful in this world, then it's very natural for human beings to become proud, become overconfident, and forget God.
这一切都是靠我自己赚来的。
All this money that I've gained for myself, all this fame and fortune, I've worked with my own two hands to get.
我比人家聪明了。
I'm smarter than other people.
我比人家有眼光了。
I have more foresight.
我比人家勤劳嘛。
I am harder working.
所以荣耀都是归自己。
So,All of this I've built up with my own hands.
难怪在箴言的最后一篇那个雅古尔曾经这么说。
And so no wonder in Proverbs it tells us.
说他求神两件事情。
I pray to God just two things.
其中一件就是啊, 让他不要太有钱, 以免忘记神啊。
One is that I won't be too rich, otherwise I might forget God.
另外一件就是啊, 也不要太贫穷啊, 以免啊, 去偷窃啊, 啊, 又亵渎神的名啊。
And the other is, I may, he prayed to God that he won't be too poor, otherwise he may go and steal.
所以当我们, 太有成就的时候, 我们也很容易啊, 对神失去忠心了。
So when we're too successful, we may forget God.
同样的, 当我们在属灵里面啊, 我们有成就的时候,
By the same token, if we succeed in our spiritual lives,
比如说我们, 这个工作, 在教会的服侍, 这个很顺利,
If our service to the Lord in the church goes very smoothly,
很有果效, 很有经验,
If all our efforts for God bear good fruits,
我们暗中会很高兴啊,
Then in our hearts we may be very happy.
我是神重用的器皿啊,
You may become overconfident and overjoyed, saying, Oh, I am God's important vessel.
你看啊, 我一讲话, 下面都乖乖的在听啊,
All I have to do is open my mouth and everyone listens.
我按手啊, 你看啊, 都得圣灵啊,
as long as I lay my hands on someone, he or she receives the Holy Spirit.
圣灵又不是你给他的哦。
Of course, the Holy Spirit isn't given to us by human beings.
人很容易就失去自己。
So people can very often lose touch with reality and of what they really are.
嘴巴是说啊, 感谢主, 感谢主, 荣耀归给神, 其实心里是说啊, 我好棒啊, 我好棒啊, 这个都是我的功劳啊。
In their mouths they may say, praise God, thank God, glory to the Father, but in their hearts they go, oh, I'm such a great vessel of God.
结果就不再靠神, 荣耀也不归给神,
and so then in their hearts they're not relying on God anymore, they're no longer glorifying God.
失去了向神忠贞的心啊,
They've lost their faithfulness to God.
所以我们要求主耶稣保守我们的心怀意念,
So it is we need Jesus to protect our hearts and our attitudes.
靠着圣灵来帮助我们,
and we have to rely on the Holy Spirit to help us.
来效法耶稣啊,
so that we can follow Jesus' example.
能够至死都忠心,
so that we can be faithful servants of God.
夏娃的失败,
Eve's downfall.
在对神的忠诚度上, 解出了问题,
was in her attitude of faithfulness to God.
我们看哥林多后书,
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians and we see how Paul writes of Eve.
哥林多后书11章,
2 Corinthians chapter 11. Second Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Paul was reprimanding the church in Corinth at the point in time.
因为他爱之深责之切啦, 他怕哥林多的信徒啊对神失去的忠心啊。
Paul was very concerned that the church members in Corinth may be unfaithful to God.
这边特别提到一点,
and this is the point that Paul wanted to make.
夏娃失败的例子,
he pointed out that Eve fell to the serpent's cunning.
夏娃被蛇引诱失去了对神的忠心了。Eve
was deceived by the serpent's cunning and was led astray from her devotion to Christ.
夏娃为什么会吃那个分别善恶树上的果子?
Why was it that Eve finally ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
她是不是没有东西吃啊?
Was it that she had nothing else to eat?
不是啊, 神把所有园中, 所有的果子啊, 统统赐给他们。
Of course not. God had given every single fruit of the Garden of Eden for Adam and Eve to enjoy, except for that tree.
当他听到魔鬼啊, 跟他建议说啊, 如果吃了这个分别树上的善恶树上的果子啊, 你就可以跟神一样啊。
But when Eve heard that if you eat of this fruit, then you'll be just like God.
神岂是不准许你们吃吗?
And when the devil said, Is it really that you'll die if you eat of this fruit?
你们吃的时候不会死啦,
You're not going to die.
你们可以跟神一样,
you'll just be like God, and God doesn't want you to be like him, so he doesn't want you to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
跟神一样啊,
you'll be
不是像现在这样啊,
just like
听神的话,
You won't be subject to his commandments anymore, you'll just be like God.
为什么不自己来当神呢?
Why don't you just be like God himself?
Hey, 所以啊, 这些话在夏娃的内心当中都起了怀疑了。
And so these words from the serpent put a hint of doubt in Eve's mind.
神为什么禁止我们吃呢?
Why is it that God doesn't want us to eat of this tree?
我看神是不是别有用心啊?
Maybe God, you know, has some ulterior motive.
不想让我跟亚当跟他一样啊。
God doesn't want us to be just like him.
他要把我们两个人啊，永远像傀儡一样啊，玩弄在他的鼓掌之间啊。
God wants us to keep us subject to him as his playthings.
神好坏啊。
God is evil.
忘记了神把所有园中的果子，好，通通给他了。Eve
forgot that God had given Adam and Eve, given them both every tree to eat of, except for that tree.
所以魔鬼的话就是要让他对神起了怀疑。So
the devil's tactic was to put a hint of doubt in Eve's mind.
目的就是要让夏娃对神的忠心失去。
So that Eve would lose her faithfulness to God.
这样才能够落在魔鬼的网络里面。
And then she would fall prey to devil's trap.
所以啊，我们要坚守啊，对神的这个忠心的心志。
Today we have to maintain our faithfulness to God.
我们要信任神的好意。
We have to trust in God's goodwill.
无论啊，任何事情，神若允许发生在我们身上的，都是好的。
We have to believe that whatever happens to us, if we love God, it's for our good. So regardless of whether we have peace and prosperity or whether we have turmoil in our lives, we have to continue to trust God and rely on Him and believe that what He has done for us is good. We have to believe in His magnificent will beyond our understanding. And then we won't leave Satan room to work.
魔鬼啊，在这里试探亚当的时候啊，
So when the devil was tempting Adam and Eve,
说了好几次的，你若是神的儿子，那个你若是，那你若，你若。
He kept saying, if you are God's children, if this, if that.
这些啊，都是想要挑拨耶稣啊，对神的心啊。
All of these were trying to persuade the listener that God was not true.
让主耶稣啊对神的作为起了怀疑。
And you look at Matthew chapter 4 and you look at how Satan tempted Jesus. He said, if this, if that. He wanted to put doubt in Jesus' mind.
进一步啊起了骄傲的心啊。
He wanted to create overconfidence in Jesus.
使他不照着神的意思，凭自己的意思来显出神迹啊，来做什么事情？
He wanted to create pride in Jesus, saying that, "Listen, you can do miracles on your own. All you have to do is jump off the temple, and God's going to come and save you."
照着魔鬼的建议啊，受到激动啊，而顺从魔鬼。
All you have to do is obey me, and everything will be fine.
所以今天呢，魔鬼也是用这种手法在试探我们。
This is how the devil tempts us today.
所以我们应当要向神啊保持忠诚，要约束自己。So
today we have to maintain a good knowledge of ourselves in order to resist the devil.
不要计较。Don't
be overconfident or pride.
我们看这个约翰福音最后一章。Let's
turn to the last chapter in the book of John.
约翰福音21章。
John chapter 21.
21章18节。
John 21 verse 28.
18节我实实在在的告诉你啊，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上带啊束上带你到不愿意去的地方。 19节。
Verse 18 and 19.
耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死荣耀神，说了这话就对他说啊，你跟从我吧。二十节。
20。
彼得转过来看见耶稣所爱的那个门徒跟着，就是在晚饭的时候靠在耶稣胸膛说，主啊，卖你的是谁呢的那个门徒。二十一节。21。彼得看见他就问耶稣说，主啊，这个人将来要如何呢？二十二节。22。 耶稣对他说啊，我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干呢？你跟从我吧。这里记载啊，当主耶稣复活向门徒显现。This
passage talks about events that happened after Jesus' resurrection and reappearance before his disciples.
再次的接纳彼得。He
once again accepted Peter.
在查验彼得的爱主之心之后啊。
And after testing Peter's love for him,
主耶稣跟彼得说,
Jesus asked Peter,
你年轻的时候,你可以随自己的意思,要跑东就跑东,要跑西就跑西啊。
To feed his sheep and told him that when you're younger, you dressed yourself and went wherever you wanted.
但是你年老的时候啊,你就要被人家绑着啊,带你到不愿意去的地方啊,你要为我殉道啊。
But when you're old, you're going to stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you and bind you and take you where you do not want to go.
这彼得一听啊,怎么,我以后我要为你殉道耶。
So Peter was thinking, boy, so I'm going to suffer for you.
主耶稣说,跟从我吧。
Jesus said to Peter, follow me.
彼得啊,转过头一看啊,哎,看到约翰。
But Peter turned around and saw John.
啊,这个约翰啊,跟着他后面。
Because John was standing there too, you know, following Jesus.
心里就想啊,我以后要跟他,跟耶稣一起死啊,啊,这个约翰啊,不知道以后要怎么办哦。
So Peter naturally thought to himself, wow, I'm going to suffer for Jesus. How about this guy over here?
为什么我要跟耶稣一起死?那他呢?他为什么不要呢?
Now if I'm going to suffer for you, how about him? You know, why don't you make him suffer too?
所以他心里就想应该要一起死嘛,要死大家一起死嘛。
So Peter was obviously thinking, if we're going down, we're all going down together.
所以他就问耶稣啊,那约翰将来会怎么样啊?
So Peter asked Jesus, what's going to happen to him? What's going to happen to John?
主耶稣不回答他。
Jesus didn't answer Peter.
你是你,他是他,你管他干什么?
Jesus said to Peter, listen, you're you and he's him.
如果啊,他永远不死啊,也跟你没有关系啊。
If he lives forever, it has nothing to do with you.
你跟从我就好了。
Just follow me, that's all you need to know.
做你自己啊。
Be yourself.
扮演好神要你所扮演的角色。
God wants to guide our footsteps.
我们有时候啊,我们也会不平衡哦。
And at times, our life may be filled with difficulty.
为什么某某人啊，神那么爱他。
And sometimes we may doubt God's goodwill. We may see how someone prospers and ask God, why have you blessed this person so much?
那为什么神好像不太爱我的样子啊?
How come you don't love me at all?
我稍微怎么样啊，马上就被管教了。
How come it seems that whenever I do anything just a little bit wrong, you punish me?
可能啊，神讨厌我啊。
Maybe God doesn't like me very much.
那你就中计了。
And then you doubt.
你就对神失去忠诚的心智。
Then you lose faithfulness in God.
不要看别人。
Don't look at others.
看自己。
Just look at yourself.
看耶稣。
Just look at Jesus.
最后我们来看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
四章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14.
希伯来书四章的十四节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14.
十四节，我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持守，持定所承认的道。十五节
，15。
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。十六节
，16。
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到他施恩的宝座前。为要得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助，今天呢，我们有一位已经我们凡事受试探的主耶稣啊。
Today we have someone we can depend on who has already gone through the same sufferings and temptations that we ourselves face every day.
而且也在也在这些试探当中啊，都得胜了。
Not only has he gone through these sufferings and temptations that we go through every day, but he overcame them.
他知道我们的软弱。
So he understands our weaknesses.
在我们各种不同的试探当中，他要帮助我们。
And he'll help us regardless of the type of temptation we encounter.
所以我们要用着信心来倚靠他。
So as long as we can trust in him,
来胜过每日所遭遇的试探。
Then we'll be able to overcome all the difficulties, trials, and temptations in our lives.
在神的面前能够得胜魔鬼的试探。
We'll be able to overcome and gain victory over the Satan.
将荣耀归给神。
May all the glory be to God.